conversations like this help us challenge the status quo, and it helps us not accept things just as they are, because again, perfection does not exist. So pursuing that is futile.
Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to this Q&A episode. You may have heard that I recently opened the Elevating Women Wellness Circle, the online community where you're encouraged to reconnect to your truest desires and to nourish your overall well-being. For today's Q&A, I'm sharing a replay of our first theme conversation that took place in the group about how to move through perfection to the life you want. In Minisode 102, I recently shared two questions to ask yourself to let go of perfectionism, and this is a deeper dive into the topic. I shared some examples of what moving through perfection can look like, and let's acknowledge here that the conversation around perfection is one that will be ongoing for many of us, so this won't be the last episode where you hear about it. Talking through and normalizing imperfect action and growth is how we all collectively heal. If today's conversation resonates for you, I invite you to join me inside the Elevating Women Wellness Circle. Go to sheilabotello.com/subscribe. You'll find the link in the show notes to get the details, as well as a digital gift to help you get started elevating your self-care and other transformational insights, tools, and prompts to help you along your journey. It's a wonderful way to deepen your connection to yourself alongside a beautiful collection of people doing the same. As you listen today, I invite you to consider how perfectionism shows up in your life and some ways you can begin to let go of it. As always, this episode is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any health issue you may have. I highly recommend that you consult with your physician before beginning any new health protocol. I appreciate you for listening and for investing this time in yourself. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome to today's live. Today is all about a theme conversation related to letting go of perfectionism. This was the Elevating You insight that I brought to you 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and you can find that in a previous post. I also will, at the end of this live, I will link the Elevating You insight video as well as last week's guided meditation on letting go of perfectionism. And it really is challenging, isn't it, to look at our lives and just let go of a little bit of control on exactly how things look, how things turn out, because we realize the more we dive into this work, there are things out of our hands at times, right? So what we need to do is focus on sitting with how we feel and why we feel the need to make things perfect, because we know that it's not possible. Perfection, I keep saying in this space, perfection is not really a real thing. Even in nature, you don't see perfection. You may see various harmonies and some forms of balance, but we see really, if anything, constant shifts, even as we're growing in new areas of our lives. And so today, this opportunity right now in this live, and also if you're catching this later, I invite you to share with me what's been coming up for you over the last few weeks as we've been having this conversation. Put your comments below and we'll make sure that we can answer those and keep the dialogue going, because I feel like as we have the desire to grow in our lives, to make major moves in the things that we're doing, whether it's in growing our businesses, raising happy, healthy families, or improving our wellness, we're going to need to challenge the status quo. And it involves us having conversations like this and not just accepting things as they are,
because, again, perfection does not exist. So pursuing that is futile. Instead, pursuing those things that are aligned with what you feel led to be doing, that you feel are connected to who you are and the work you're meant to be doing in this world, those are the things you need to be working on. And as we move forward into those areas, things become clearer and clearer, but it only happens when we make the moves. In my own experience, perfectionism has come up a lot. It still does, and it probably always will, but now I have a strategy of how to handle that. First of all, it's recognizing that it exists. And then it's dialing back and seeing, you know, what am I fearing? Why is it that I need to orchestrate every little detail? Because I've found so much beauty in allowing for things to emerge as I move forward. And often this is how my work has deepened, how new connections have happened. I've learned to trust my intuition that I can make moves and move forward, and new answers will become available to me, new ideas and new people and new work as well. And so this is something I invite you into as well. I would love to hear what's coming up for you. If you're alive, feel free to be posting in the comments below. And I just want to give you an example of how perfectionism can raise its head in our work. I was just on a call recently with someone who has their own business, and they help people so much in transformative ways. And they have this idea for what they wanted to share and what they wanted to market to this group. And they've put their heart and soul into it. It is a beautiful offering. And people really resonate with her. And yet she wasn't getting the sales that she thought would be expected. And she realized that what she was marketing was a message that was connected to her story, which is very powerful. Yet these people were desiring the response to a different story. They were looking for a different outcome. So she needed to be offering something a little different. Not completely different, but there was a shift in how she needed to be sharing it and the information that she was delivering as well. And she stepped back and looked at the big picture and said, okay, I would be wasting my time to just keep moving forward just because I've created something for these people. What I need to do is get clear and find out what it is I can truly help them with and then alter my offerings. But she really hesitated because perhaps there were one or two people who still resonated with that message and were getting value from it. But there were so many more that wanted something and needed something different. She didn't want to let those few people down. And so she felt, can I really change? But really the only option would have been to, if she didn't want to change, would be to send those other people to someone else, which that's always an option. If you really feel led to stay working on something that you've put together. And yet she knew within herself, she wanted to be able to serve these people. So she ended up deciding, I'm going to make the shift. And it felt really, really hard. And she couldn't understand where all of this doubt and even fear, like she was feeling it within her, this fear of making this change. And as we got talking, I mentioned to her, you know, a lot of this fear can really be what we've been taught culturally, that change is bad. And because this is kind of a new thing for her, there's going to be snags along the way. It's not going to be maybe as polished at first as it was with the other thing because it was so connected to her personal story. There were going to be things she needed to learn. It wouldn't look perfect. And there it was, right? It's the connection to perfection that can often hold us back when really, if we follow those nudges and those conversations and those people in our life who are guiding us along to something new, it's okay. We can move forward with faith that we'll figure it out And frankly, perfection is boring. I've found that. I mean, I've had enough live videos, enough podcast episodes that have had interesting snags in them, tech issues, web pages that have gotten lost, broken links, and programs that have fallen flat as I've gotten started doing online wellness programs. And that's just part of the process. But the beautiful thing about it is, was it perfect? No. And I mean, the path to any kind of success, your business, your career, your relationships, parenting, I'm learning that one a lot, parenting teens, making some mistakes there. It's not perfect, but there's lots of love. So I'm grateful for that. And yet through all of that imperfection and that mess and that muddiness, there's so many beautiful lessons. And there's the transparency that we're all human. We're just trying to do our best. And that, having that real connection to your humanity in connecting with other people, builds a beautiful amount of trust and knowing who your people are, who they are, who you're meant to be serving, who in your life are you meant to be pouring goodness into. Because we're not going to be for everyone. It's just not possible. And growing up, you know, I think without knowing it, without articulating it until much, much later in life, I realized I really wanted everybody to be my friend. I wanted everybody to feel happy. I wanted everybody's needs to be met. And, you know, that's just not realistic because we all have good days and bad days. And we're not everybody's cup of tea. You're not, I'm not, and that's okay. That is what makes life so beautiful. It's so diverse. So instead, we can focus on shining brightly as the people we're meant to be, hopefully bringing goodness and blessings to each other and the people that we touch in our lives. And those who don't resonate, we can bless and release and send love their way and no harm, no foul. It's all good. But we don't need to give all of our energy to what's not working, to those relationships or those projects or those things that we're selling that just are not resonating with us. So I want to invite you into that today as you download, continue to move through the layers of whatever perfection that is in your life that you are working through. I invite you to take a breath and just let it go. And if you need to go through that meditation over and over again, I invite you to do that. It is a practice. It's not a one-time thing. You'll make progress and then you'll come up against a wall and a sticking point and you'll just have this idea of, oh no, it's messy. I can't do this. And I'm all about putting out our best work. I'm all about thinking before we speak. And I also know I'm going to say things that maybe I shouldn't have said and not realized it. I'm going to say things in the wrong way. The beautiful thing is if you're connecting with your intention and your intentions are pure and your intention is to bless and do no harm, people have grace. There are some people who may not feel like they have grace, or you may not feel that they have grace, but many more do have grace on you in those moments. So I just want to say I'm grateful that you're in this group. And if you're viewing this today, if you're viewing it later on in the week, I hope that you can sit with the fact that you're in a space where you can show up imperfectly along with the rest of us. And in doing so, you're going to make progress in your life and your wellness. You're going to make progress in your relationships. And it's going to feel good. Eventually, if it's not feeling great right now, you will find that sweet spot. And it's just going to be a journey, but it's more fun to be on this journey with others than it is to do it alone. Because that, I believe, is the biggest sidekick to perfection often is solitude, like trying to do it alone because only I have all the answers and I should be the one doing everything. Yeah, they kind of hang out together, solo life and perfectionism. So we need each other to whatever degree that makes sense to you. At least if you have one other person in your life who is there to cheer you on and you are there to cheer on, that makes life much more enjoyable. So I'm really grateful that you're here today and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Next week, It's going to be the integration session. I'll be going live just to find out what is it that you're practicing and to share some of the things that I've started to practice as I've been diving in this month alongside of you into letting go of perfectionism. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you in the comments. Take care.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.